Welcome to Choose to Become, a podcast about discovering yourself, cultivating self-love, and choosing to do the work to become the very best version of you. I'm your host, Lindsay Casey, and I'm so excited that you're here. On this show, we talk about all the things. We talk about self-development, healing, and just basically creating a life that we love. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome. Welcome back if you are a returning listener, and welcome if you are new. I'm so happy that you're here, and happy Valentine's Day. And before you stop the podcast because you're like, what the fuck? For whatever reason, if Valentine's Day brings up shenanigans in your mind, or maybe it's a trigger of some kind, A, I respect that, but B, keep listening. We're talking about love. We're talking about how to take time to heal between relationships so that we're not jumping from one to the next and wondering why things aren't working. So I'm so glad that you're here. Find a comfortable seat if you can, just for the beginning, so that we can breathe together and we can drop in. So finding a comfortable seat. Let's start by taking a big inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Two more. And on this next inhale, inhale all the way down into the belly. Open the mouth, let it go. And just allowing yourself to arrive here now, deepening the breath. All right, so there's three concepts, super easy. The first one is feel, the second one is process, the third one is heal. So number one, feel. So I say this, you know, as sort of a preface or disclaimer, I learned these things after a very tumultuous breakup that I went through a few years ago. And I learned a lot. So I was heartbroken, on the floor crying, very familiar with the carpet fibers at this time of my life because I spent a lot of time crying on the floor, which sounds super emo, but like if you've been there, you're like, bitch, yes. Yes, I've been there. So rock bottom as far as relationships, and I was really heartbroken. Trust was broken. There was an affair. It was a whole fucking thing. And, you know, it was really like a big mind fuck. There was like gaslighting and really playing into things that I had revealed about my trauma. So like totally crazy. I left that relationship because I literally knew if I stayed, I would lose my fucking mind. So that was where I was right before I came upon these things. So please know that this isn't just like, oh, I read about this in Marie Claire or like a magazine and I'm now telling you what you should do, even though I've never been there. Trust and believe, I've been there. So feel. You can't help but feel when you're going through a really hard breakup, right? Because, and it seems kind of counterintuitive because you're like, I don't want to feel like this. And at first I was for sure like drinking lots of beer and wine and numbing in that way. And, you know, at first that sort of served me a little bit because I didn't lose my mind, but like it also didn't serve me and it wasn't sustainable because I needed to feel all that shit. So, you know, after a couple of weeks of trying to numb out and all that, you know, not healthy stuff, I did the only thing that was left to do, and that was to feel what was there, what was coming up. And journaling was a big part of that. Holy shit. Journaling was my bestie during that time. If you're a longtime listener, you know journaling is my middle name. And yeah, journaling was great. I mean, I definitely reached out to friends and like vented and talked about like what a piece of trash he was because, you know, he acted in that way. You know, and that helped too. I mean, he definitely was feeling it as I was venting, but it wasn't really productive. But it was initially. So whatever that looks like for you, even, you know, if it isn't, quote, healthy, as long as it's putting you in a place to feel what's coming up for you, it serves you. So, you know, journaling again was great. I, you know, just allowed myself to feel it. There was a lot of days crying and it was ugly. You know, my eyes were red for a very long time because I was crying a lot, but I needed that. I needed to do that. And the biggest thing and the premise for this whole episode is I didn't do what I normally did, which was just start dating again or find somebody to, for lack of a better word, start fucking so that I could physically be fulfilled and I guess validated in a way. I was so hurt, and this wasn't like a woke moment for me that I was like, oh, I'm going to do all these things because I know this serves me. It was just, I was so heartbroken and hurt that I was just like, I don't even want to see a man. You know, it was like that kind of place. So I allowed myself to feel it. I didn't go to my usual things of, you know, finding someone new to entertain. That was a big, big part of this. So that really helped me to feel what I was feeling, even though it felt like shit. The next thing is process. And again, processing, you can do this with other people. You can definitely do this through journaling. I am someone who contemplates. Yes, I just said contemplates. And to me, I think of contemplation as just sitting and thinking. I spend a lot of time thinking, maybe because I'm a Scorpio, but I'm also a very deep processor. Like I like to process things deeply and really think about, wow, why did that happen? And, you know, how did that feel? And that kind of shit. So processing is step two. And this was a long time. I mean, processing went on for a long time after, even when I was into the healing phase. There's still times, even in, you know, my current relationship where I have to sort of go back and process something from that time so that I'm not bringing it into my current situation. And some of those, you know, things that you know, blind spots that you didn't see to process may come up over time. So this isn't like a one and done kind of thing. Even the feeling part, like there will be times where you may feel some type of way about what happened. It's not like, oh, once you know, feel it, then you're automatically done. No, this is an ongoing process. It just becomes less and less over time. So processing was big because the biggest thing I learned was, yes, he totally fucked up. Yes, he cheated. It was terrible. All of that was true, but I also had to look at my role in the relationship, how it started. How did I miss the red flags, or did I even miss the red flags? And this is a big one, especially if the relationship ends because of someone else's actions. That may be what it looks like just at first glance, but I guarantee you, if you get real humble and real honest, and you really look at, okay, how did the relationship start? Go through kind of play by play what occurred. Your ass had some fucking role in that, whether it was jumping in too fast, whether it was overlooking red flags. You know, for me, I overlooked things because I thought, oh, like there's all these other great aspects that he has. So these other things that are a red flag for me or make me uncomfortable, I'm going to overlook them because A, I'm insecure and I'm wanting to be in a relationship, and B, all these other things, all these other boxes are checked. And, you know, depending on what relationship you're coming out of, if this new person is everything your ex wasn't, you're more likely to overlook those red flags. So really process not just what occurred and what they did, but process your role in it too. Because I'm going to tell you this, and somebody said this to me, and it was like a fucking brick in the face. You take yourself with you wherever you go. And you're always the common denominator. And when I really got honest about that and looked at that and looked at it through that lens, it was like, oh shit. Okay, there's more to unpack because I can't control what the next person does, but I can control how I'm showing up. I can choose to do things differently as I move forward in dating. This was the other part, or the other benefit of not jumping into a relationship super fast after, was because there was no distractions. There was no distractions and there was no dick-stractions. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. There was none of that. It was just me and my thoughts and processing how I felt. There was no other man that was like distracting me from this process. And I know it's hard, It's so fucking hard, especially if you're codependent or have abandonment issues or just really need that kind of validation. It's hard to not jump into a relationship right after getting out of one, especially if you feel like, oh, I didn't do anything wrong. Why should I put my life on hold, right? You're doing it for you. You're doing yourself a favor. And that taking 2 years between my most recent relationship and the one before, where I was like super heartbroken, was the best decision I've ever made in my adult life, aside from having children. Having children was the best decision I've ever made, hands down. But I digress. The best decision I ever made, the smartest move I ever made, was taking time between relationships to really look at what went wrong, what was my role in that, what do I need to heal within myself that maybe doesn't have shit to do with this other person that I'm bringing into my relationships. Old trauma, childhood stuff, trust issues, all that shit. If you're not looking at that, you cannot move forward into a healthy relationship. The other part that I was processing was, what do I even want in a relationship? Right? Have you ever done that? Have you ever not been in a relationship and sat down and thought about what you want in a relationship? Like really made a fucking list of like, this is what I want him to have. These are things I can't deal with. Like really creating your own man or woman. Have you done that? I had never done that before. Gosh, how old was I? 34? I had never done that. And it was such a concept. Like I'd heard about people doing it, but I was like, oh, whatever. Like, I know what I want. Bitch, obviously you didn't, because look at you. That was me talking to me. I'm a thug in my mind. So that was a big thing, was processing the breakup, processing how I felt, processing my role in it, and then processing and identifying, what do I even want? The last piece is heal. So healing is the last piece. And this can't come without the other two parts. Period, period, period. There's no fucking fast way. There's no pill. There's no tummy tea. There's no fucking quick fix bullshit that is going to get you to healing without feeling and processing and looking at your shit. Healing cannot come without processing and feeling everything. So healing came. With healing for me came the feelings of self-love and understanding my worth. That was the nugget of healing. That was the prize of doing the work to heal. You know, healing wasn't just, oh, I've processed, I'm done. It's ongoing. Like I said, I have to currently and constantly stay on top of my stuff because we're human beings. So we've all been through stuff. Those issues can come out in your current relationships and you have to still, whether that's sitting and meditating or journaling or finding a podcast or a YouTube video that is going to talk you through processes to heal and work through how you're feeling. But you cannot get to healing without feeling. So make sure that you're feeling what's happening fully, processing how you feel, processing what you want, processing your shit, so that you can get to healing. And healing is going to be the ongoing process of continuing to show up in ways that serve you, continuing to do the work to show yourself that kind of love, journaling, counseling, all of that, exercising, being out in nature, whatever heals you, you need to find it. Whatever it is that heals you, you need to find that. And I can't tell you what that is for you. I can suggest everything under the sun. I could send you every link on earth to every podcast I've ever heard, but it may not help you. So healing is a journey that you need to go on and do that research and find. What makes me feel grounded? What makes me feel whole? What makes me climb that emotional ladder from despair to sadness, to anger, to frustration, to calm, to peace, to ease, to joy? You have to climb your way up. You can't just go from, I'm in despair, me and the carpet fibers are homies, my face is on the floor and I'm crying, to a week later, oh, I am jubilant and joyous. Nah, like that's not real life. So don't have those expectations. But no, you need to find a way to climb out of that space and heal. And there's so much out there for you. All right. Well, that is it. I hope that this served you. I hope that this really put a positive perspective on you know, being single or being in that in-between phase. And yeah, let me know. Holla. Find me on Instagram at Lindsay Casey. Please leave me a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. And sending you all so much love. Happy Valentine's Day. Talk to you soon.